This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back in Arizona, Build That Wall edition of What's On Your Mind, final day of our broadcast from here. Saw a lot of the border yesterday, and you know what, folks? When you see it firsthand, it really opens your eyes. Really opens your eyes, no doubt about that. So it's been a fascinating trip. Looking forward to chat with Senator Kevin Cramer about it. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for him. Got some folks waiting to weigh in on a number of different issues. Let's get to those. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Telephone numbers, you can text me at 701-367-2054. That's 701-367-2054. Or Todd at 701-226-8503. Jim and Bismarck, you've been waiting a while to get in. What's on your mind, sir?
Thank you for your reporting. It's really good. Is there any way we can see what you've seen?
Yeah, if you go to my Facebook page, I've got a number of videos. I did a few Facebook Live videos from up there yesterday. I'm going to put up a bunch of more pictures and videos as well, once we get ready to head for the airport here. So we'll have something up for folks to take a look at over the weekend. And then Chris Berg from Point of View, show that airs on KX4 in the Valley and West Dakota Fox out west, has a special report tonight as well. He actually interviewed me right on the border, so I'd encourage you to watch that as well.
Thank you.
You bet. Jim, thanks for listening.
You bet.
Appreciate the call, and appreciate the compliment on the coverage. You know, I'm here to learn, to see, okay, if what I've been hearing is right, yes or no, to see with my own eyes. I did do a little Mexican vacation yesterday. I actually put the phone into Mexico, Todd, so you can check that out. I actually went into Mexico, so a little vacation. My hand was in Mexico. That's a little weird, though. When you're going to the bottom of the wall and there's like a hole down there, and you put your hand in there and then you put the phone up, you don't know sort of what's on the other side. You know, it's not pretty. Not pretty at all. All right, so let's go next to Tim in Bismarck. Tim, what's on your mind?
Yes, I called in a couple of months ago about this wall business, and about you and a lot of your guests on your program blaming the Democrats over and over again. The first year Trump was president and he had a budget to approve, there wasn't funding for the wall. And the Republicans at the time said, well, if you vote for this now, we'll get you the funding for the wall later. And I don't remember if that was Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham, but the lead Republicans, they promised to get him the wall, and they didn't. And now we got 12 Republicans that are voting against it again. The problem's not the Democrats. It's the Republicans that claim to be Republicans, but they're really Democrats. They just are a bunch of two-faced liars, and they should be not getting any funding from the Republican Party anymore. And they should be called out for what they are. And a couple of weeks ago, you had John Hoeven on, and you were talking about Mitt Romney and some of the stuff that he's done, and Hoeven wouldn't even call him by name. Those people need to be called out, and they have to be mentioned by name.
I agree with you 100%. Couldn't agree with you anymore, Tim. Appreciate the call very much. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, the local number. You can text 701-367-2054, or you can text Todd as well at 701-226-8503. I just learned that Senator Kevin Cramer is stuck on a plane, and I don't know if they're circling Minneapolis or what, but there's more things going on. He was on his way back a different day because of the travel. Supposed to travel yesterday, couldn't because of the weather, and now they just told us that because of a last-minute travel delay or something, that he's not able to join us. So anyway, we appreciate him joining us each and every week, and we know he goes through a fair amount of scheduling hassles to do that, but every once in a while that's going to happen. Just means we have more time to talk to our listeners about what needs to happen on this border. And joining me in this adventure is someone I was just talking about, the host of Point of View, Chris Berg. Hello, sir.
Good morning, and thank you for letting me come down here with you and be a part of this adventure, because it has just been so eye-opening and just incredible to come down here and see what Tommy can do. And then to be at the border yesterday, I don't know about you, but I was like a kid in a candy store yesterday, seeing all that stuff going on, all the conversation about it, seeing what the actual barrier wall fence looks like. It was a real treat.
We just talked to a Border Patrol agent from Yuma who joined us to talk about, you know, what they're wrestling with. Told us about a recent day when 750 breached, you know, came across. I forget the term he used, but basically that they apprehended 750. Vast majority of them being smuggled. I mean, and he said that the tragic thing is they're pawns. They're being, you know, social media ads saying, hey, we'll get you to the USA. They don't have money, but they take them up here. They by the way, get detained, have to be released.
Yes.
In 20 days. And the vast majority of them are being released. Can you imagine seeing that as a Border Patrol agent? Then they go out and they work. They get them papers enough to be able to work. And the money goes to these smugglers. And the kids stay home alone in some trailer. He said it's a humanitarian crisis. It is, sad. And it's just, you know, one day he's describing there. Think of that repeated over and over and over again. Questions or comments, welcome from our audience about our trip to the border yesterday. Chris and I are both there, so if you got a particular question or a comment about this, certainly welcome that as well. Give us a call, and I told folks to watch tonight.
Right. Did you tell them about the helicopter?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In our rearview mirror.
Yes.
Wow. That was probably the most adventurous. And we were too freaked out to actually have any cameras rolling. Or we've got footage of the helicopter sort of circling, but not out the back window.
We've got a little bit of that. Then also, you know, the Border Patrol agent came out. He came screaming out to us, hey, what are you guys doing out here? We had a chance to visit with him. And I apologize. You already told this story, and I'm being redundant. But one of the things that Scott and I got was great footage, was where you could actually see underneath the wall. And there was a story back in January. You said 700. A little bit earlier, there was a story of about, I think it was 200, 300 of them, illegal immigrants that crawled underneath that barrier wall, whatever you want to call it.
Not hard to do.
And that's what he said. He goes, yeah. Guys, they get a little pick and shovel, and within 30 seconds, 2 minutes, boom, 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 they're crawled underneath. And then they go and run to the border agent because they know our ridiculously stupid, as President Trump says, immigration laws, where once you get here, you claim asylum, and we got to catch and release.
It's crazy. It's really crazy. Chris and Hannaford, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Any questions, any comments, any topic, lay it on us on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind today. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about quickly about our state education. I talked to you last time about that, and you said you didn't know much about it, but then when you ended, your last words were that you thought that our teachers were well compensated. But our pay scale for the teachers and the districts, the money that they're allowed, has been frozen for the last 4 years, and we're 49th on the list. That means there's 48 other states ahead of us on the pay scale, and a lot of those states are bankrupt. They don't have any money, but they pay their teachers more and pay their districts more than we pay ours. That, and also, our state doesn't pay for a family health plan. And my wife, to get a family health plan, it would cost her $1,400 a month, and all she got paid was $2,000 a month. So that would leave her with $600 a month to live off of if she was a single parent, which seems crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't know this, but I would assume that a family health plan under the benefits that come for the teacher themselves would be spendy, right? So there'd probably be cheaper ways to get a family plan than through your wife's plan. But I still hear you. I mean, if you don't have a family plan, it's a lot of dollars there. I'm not equipped to say, are they being paid too much, not enough, whatever, is it about right? I mean, I don't hear it a lot. I don't hear a lot of people saying, hey, we need to pay our teachers more. But that doesn't mean that it isn't there. But I will promise you this. We'll dig into this a little bit. I think people who work 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, year round, see teachers have to, you know, have summers off and have, a good health plan, negotiated often through the different unions, and say, you know, cry me a river. I mean, you're doing as well as anybody. I don't see people. What do you think?
I disagree with you. I think it's almost nuts that we pay Will Smith $20 million to go sit on a movie set and eat craft services because he can make people, you know, smile and cry through a screen, where our teachers sit down with the most valuable asset on our planet 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day, and we're not paying them to say, hey, we want to go find the absolute. And I think being a teacher is a calling. but then pay these people if they're going to go spend that kind of time with those kind of resources. In my opinion, you know, well, what's the actual, you know, right amount? You know, Will Smith has leverage. He can speak to gazillions of people where this teacher's talking to 20, 25. So that's unfortunately the economics of it, but I'd like to see teachers get paid and get paid handsomely. There's opportunities now for teachers with the internet where they get a particular kind of program. They can actually go and sell that program across the country to help, you know, subsidize their own income. So if there's more entrepreneurial ways to do that and we can help them do that, I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, I want it competitive. I'm not saying, hey, the heck with North Dakota teachers, you got to love your job and get paid whatever we decide to pay. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying make them competitive. I don't hear a lot about it, so I'm not necessarily saying it. I don't disagree with you. They're a precious resource. I don't disagree. It's a calling, any of that. But you've got to, you know, you anything they're paid in the way of additional dollars come from the taxpayers. So.
Right. And what I would, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'd love to see... We'll talk about it maybe on the other side.
We have a half a minute. Go ahead.
Just, you know, I had a history teacher that would just put on a film and everyone would fall asleep. And he got paid the exact same as the person that was in there busting their butt. There should be some way for the good teachers to get paid the right way.
Now we're talking.
Okay.
Exactly right. Pool of funds.
You realize there's not eight months out of the year that a teacher works. They usually work 10 months out of the year.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I understand. But it's less than, you know, a typical job. But, Chris, appreciate the call. You got us thinking about it. We'll get on it.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hello, I'm United Soybean Board Director Jared Haggard of Amarillo. And I'd like you to know in 2019, three of North Dakota's four director positions are open for nomination. This is an exciting opportunity for soybean producers to get involved with their industry. All checkoff paying soybean producers in North Dakota are eligible to apply. The farmer directors of USB oversee the investments of the soy checkoff to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. For more information about USB, visit their website at unitedsoybean.org. To be considered for the national leadership positions, farmers must complete and return the required nomination paperwork to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by or before 4 p.m. Monday, April 1, 2019. Please visit ndsoybean.org for nomination paperwork or call the office at 701-566-9300 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You should never go through a winter without a hot spring spa. This winter has been epic. Cold, blizzards, snow, ridiculous. I've been out in 30 below weather in a hot tub and loved every minute of it. The colder it was, the more I enjoyed it. Am I alone?
No, I think, you know, a lot of our customers call this hot tub season because it does get you outside. It feels great. Again, the colder, the better. Now, hot tub season should really be every day because it is every day made better when you sit in this product. And I can't stress that enough. We're better physically. We are better mentally. We're better relationally. We're better. And it's truly, with our financing going on, it is truly less than a cup of coffee a day.
Financing Vin's talking about is a great deal. 60 months, no interest. Your first payment, not for 6 months, or the 12 months, no interest, no payment deal at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake 2, online at hotspringnd.com. Hotspringnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On what's on your mind, looking at the schedule that Pfeiffer's has lined up. They've been spending some time down here in Arizona, as a matter of fact, and a few other places talking about some interesting information that they are sharing with customers, talking about buying and selling land and different opportunities that are available. So and spent a good chunk of the winter doing that, and now it's time to get to it again. And that includes at the Auction Center of North America, an auction you're going to want to be a part of. Put on your calendar. Ready for this? Thursday, March 28th. This is coming up. Spring 2019 machinery auction. It'll happen there. Then on Friday, they're going to be heading out west as well. And that's the Western Dakota Machinery Auction. It'll happen 2019, Friday, April 12th in Bowman. So that's shortly after. Those are a couple of good opportunities for you, either for consignments of equipment you'd like to sell or for some great deals on some great equipment. Also, some land auctions coming up here, 156 acres in Cass County. You don't see that every day. Wednesday, March 27th. Ward County, a land auction there, Tuesday, March 26th. Ramsey County, 480 acres. The Larson Retirement Machinery Auction is next Thursday in Mott. Mark that on your calendar. And also some more land auctions. I'm going backwards here. McLean County, 200-plus acres. And 242 acres, both on Wednesday, March 20th, and a little bit in Oliver County as well. And then the Wrangler Retirement Machinery Auction is coming up on Tuesday in Wishick, North Dakota. Find out about more of those at Pifers.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Let's go back to the phones, find out what's on your mind today on the program, 800-228-0550. Let's see here. Steve Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on the wall. We need the wall. And I know Fisher Industries because I work for them down in that Reno project on the bridges, and they're a good company, and I work for them again. If they get that project, I'll put in my application.
Well, interesting. They're going to need a lot of Patriots to help with that. And it's been fun to get to know Tommy Fisher a little bit, his sons Grant and Ryan, and spend the last few days with them. Interesting to see this company just chomping at the bit to do what we say we want, protect America and put up the border wall. And
if they say they can put up a mile a day, they can put up a mile a day because they're a really good company. So
that's fascinating to hear, Steve. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that very much. Go ahead.
Can you spin for the meat wheel today?
Absolutely, you can spin for the meat wheel. Todd, have you got the wheel of meat ready to go? Okay, there it is. Let's find out where it stops. Thank you for asking.
Sure. Nothing like that North Dakota meat.
Yes, exactly. Okay, where is it going to stop? Butcher Block in Mandan. Yep, it clicked in there. Butcher Block in Mandan. So we have courtesy of the Morton County Farm Bureau. Let's see here. Is this a $25 or a $20 gift certificate? I can't remember which one it is. $20. $20 to Butcher Block Meats in Mandan, okay?
Awesome.
How? And do you think of meat when you think of pizza?
Oh, yeah. I like meat.
I like the meat on the pizza, but you know what? It takes some wheat, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So our farmers are in on this deal, and the ranchers are in on this deal. So here's the question. How many pizza crusts can one bushel of wheat make? One bushel make 42, 55, or 70?
Probably 55.
Higher.
70?
Yes, exactly right. It's 70. And you're a winner on some wheel of meat. How about that?
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Yes, Steve, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to say anything to Chris Berg from Point of View before you go?
Oh, I listen to him whenever I can, and I love his show.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. Keep it up.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, hang on. Don't go anywhere. Daniel's going to get your address, and we're going to mail you a Butcher Block Meats certificate. Anybody want to spin the wheel of meat, you just tell us when you call, and we're at your service here, okay? We have a caller from Yuma, Arizona. We're not far from Yuma. We were there yesterday, as a matter of fact, but I didn't know the What's on Your Mind radio network with 550 K-Fire and KLTC and KTGO and AM 1100 The Flag boomed onto Yuma, Arizona, but certainly those apps do. What's on your mind, Alan?
Yes, I was just going to comment about the border crossings and the protection here. There was an article in the paper, the Yuma Sun, this week, and it was also featured on one of the local TV stations. This past weekend, there was over 750 illegals across the border, and the next day, there was another 300. So in the three-day period, there was over 1,000 illegals crossing the border down here. That was in Yuma.
Yes, and we talked to a Border Patrol agent from the Yuma station earlier who said the vast majority of them are detained. They go right to a Border Patrol agent. They are from Honduras. They are from Guatemala. They're coming up from the southern Mexico border. And then they go to the agent and say, you know, detain me. After 20 days, we have to let them go. And the vast majority of them are released. How does that make you
right.
feel?
137 of these required medical attention.
Hey, Alan, this is Chris from a TV show up here. I'm curious, how does this these illegal border crossings impact the Yuma community? Like, help us understand up here in North Dakota.
Well, I would think, you know, to get that many illegals at one time, it's going to overwhelm all available services.
Done by design, of course.
Right.
What's the solution, Alan? If we said, Alan, you're king for a day, what would you do?
I don't know, but I know they said they crossed that location in Yuma here that the water, the river is very shallow, and that's where they crossed. So evidently there is not enough protection.
Very evident. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate that call very much. Fascinating to hear these stories.
Fascinating.
Diane in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind with Scott and Chris here.
Hi, Scott and Chris. I just don't want to jump subjects on you because the border is very, very important. However, I was on Facebook a couple minutes ago, and Fox is streaming a live conference from CAIR, C-A-I-R, which is the Council of American Islamic Relations, what happened in New Zealand, and they are blaming President Trump for this.
How would it be President Trump's fault that some radical, insane person decides to, you know, murder another human being in New Zealand?
In New Zealand. And so, no, it's because of his rhetoric and so forth, and it just angers me that he gets blamed for everything. I just don't understand the logical. Anyway, I just thought you guys should know that it's still streaming on Fox Live right now. And, of course, everybody and their mother from CAIR.com is speaking right now. But everyone is saying it's Trump's fault.
Well, I think that's by design, isn't it? I mean, they're going to use any of these things that they can to try and, you know, I'm almost numb to the fact that Trump gets blamed for everything.
Well,
you know?
I don't know. And keep up the good work on the border. And thank you guys for keeping us informed from North Dakota Proud here.
North Dakota Proud.
Diane, thanks for the phone call. And thanks for that. I mean, Scott, I'm with you. But also, I just would ask everybody, you know, the more I watch this, it's like you just your heart goes out to Donald Trump.
Everything
he does. Thank you, Diane. Yeah, everything he does. He gets beat up. And he's doing this for free, let's remind people.
Yeah, and he just keeps taking it.
He
does, yeah. And, you know, the things that are said and done, it's really ridiculous. And honestly, if you look at what Donald Trump promised he would do as president, what he is doing or has done, you'd say, what's the big deal here? He's as advertised, doing what he's doing. That is a terrible, I don't know if folks know what Diane's talking about, but there's a mosque terror attack in New Zealand, 49 killed. They live streamed it. They set up a camera to record it, and that's what she's talking about, is they're blaming Trump for.
Agriculture and ethanol are one.
Thanks, guys.
Imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Clark Price. Clark, talk a little bit about the byproduct from ethanol, the modified distiller's grains that come out of these ethanol plants.
Yeah, it's probably the best feed that there ever was invented, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's been a wonderful thing for North Dakota to have a resource like that. In terms of feeding cattle, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a very valuable resource that's right in their backyard.
Would you say that ethanol and agriculture are one? How many grain bins have been built? How many trucks have been sold? How many more families have been fed as a result of the industry?
It's a multiplier that I would assume is 10 to 1. For every employee that's in that plant, there's probably 10 more of them out here that are servicing that plant in some way or another.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Mosques across the USA are now getting extra security after a pair of terrorist attacks in New Zealand at two mosques leave 49 people dead and dozens more injured. The police commissioner there says most of the victims were gunned down at one mosque in Christchurch as Friday prayers were commencing. Some of the attack was streamed on one of the suspects' Facebook accounts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking of the attack at the State Department moments ago.
The United States condemns this hateful assault. We pledge our unwavering solidarity with the government and people of New Zealand in this hour of darkness.
At least four suspects in custody. A resolution passed by the House and Senate that tries to undo the president's declaration of an emergency at the southern border, expected to be vetoed before the day is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bismarck to Fargo, I would need to have a George Jetson-like plane to hover above the interstate right now, or Fargo to Bismarck, another close. Can't do it.
That would help, I guess.
Or I got to be Eskimo man and get my parka on and just go out there and
get your sled dogs, you know, all teamed up. And yeah. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Well, we fly in tonight into Bismarck, and I'm hoping they're open by then. I would think they would. I-29 Bismarck to I-29 Fargo to, here we go again, Todd. I-29 Fargo to the Canadian border has been reopened. Highway 2 now, Devil's Lake to Grand Forks, has been reopened. But just this morning, and so I'm looking at a map that shows a bunch of counties with tons of road closures still. So there is still quite a mess out there. Be careful. Drive safe, and let's hope that we get beyond this in some. Here's a story that's interesting. I just found from the Daily Mail. It says that it's an exclusive. Trump's border agency admits he has built zero new walls, despite claiming otherwise for months. As the president prepares to veto lawmakers' attempt to kill his emergency declaration and keep his signature campaign promise alive. U.S. Customs and Border Protection told Daily Mail that no new border wall has been erected. President Trump has boasted that he's built new walls, a claim that appears untrue given their statement on the record. Do you know why? Because the Corps of Engineers is worthless. That's why. They're worthless. And this is exactly what Kevin Cramer said in a letter 2 weeks ago to the Department of Homeland Security. And politically, in my mind, Chris, this is setting Donald Trump up for failure. This is so they can say, see, you got all this money, you didn't build the wall. So, I mean, he needs to go another trek, a different trek, a different plan to get this done. I can think of one company that we spent some time that happens to have North Dakota roots that can actually do this, that might be able to save this. But I fire these people and do it right. This
just
is ridiculous.
Make That's why he declared the national emergency, so he can have more decision-making power put under the purview of DHS.
Do we know
DHS
that? Do we know that? I mean, will the emergency declaration do that? Would he be able
it
to
has
say?
To.
Yeah. In other words, normal procurement. We're relaxing the rules on that so we can do this faster. Is that part of the national emergency declaration?
That's part of the declaration, but also, I mean, it gives him now more say over obviously where this money can be allocated. That's why he had 12 whatever it was Republicans yesterday vote against him. So put it under the purview of DHS, hire Tommy Fisher. Some good news, Scott, I don't know if you share this with your audience yet or not, but you and I being here on Wednesday for the demo. Senator Kramer has now passed it along to the White House to show them, hey, this is what these guys can do. And on Monday, have you told your audience about what's happening here on Monday?
I've not yet. No, I'm not.
Oh.
I got close to mentioning that earlier, but I forgot.
Guess,
yeah, William
Ogden. Guess what channel President Trump happens to watch oftentimes? Well, Fox News. And Fox News is coming down here on Monday to Arizona to see part of this demo with Fisher Industries and Tommy Fisher. So, again, sort of another arrow in the quiver to help put this thing over the top and have President Trump say, you know what? We need to go with these guys. I don't know about you, Scott. I didn't know Tommy Fisher very well before I got here. But the more you hear his stories where his dad had the company, you know, he took it over, you just kind of get the sense he's got this Trumpian aspect to him, meaning Tommy Fisher, where he's a builder. He loves it. He's going out there and doing businesses, doing deals. So
no, he reminds me of Donald Trump because his wheels are constantly turning. When they were getting set up, Chris and I were watching them get up, do the run-through and get set up for, you know, the day following for DHS. I mean, you know, find a little something here, and they, okay, weld those off. Get the, you know, maybe just moving and moving quick. Let me go back to the phones here. Before I do that, Todd is going to tell us a little bit about his sweet ride. And then we're going to take your calls. And Daniel, I need some names there on those top three lines because I see calls waiting, but I don't know who's waiting to talk with us. And when you call and we get you on the air, just ask us to spin the wheel of meat, and we'll give you a chance to win some free meat right here on the program. So, exactly right. We're going to spin that wheel of meat. Oh, I love spinning the wheel of meat. Yes, I do. In fact,
pretty big wheel there.
Might as well use this one. Where is it going to land here? Where is it going to land? Listen.
I hope it doesn't roll right out of the studio here.
Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, ladies and gentlemen. The next trivia question. So just let us know you want to play when you call. And what are you driving anyway, Todd?
2019 Buick Run. Forget the name of it now. From SchwanBuickGMC.com. Well, you can get it Enclave, you can get it Encore, Entourage, or whatever the heck it is. It's a Buick. And you know what? Heated steering wheel. We're still going to be a little chilly in the morning for a while yet. So that's going to feel so good. Get yours at SchwanBuickGMC.com.
Tom and Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, I want to go ahead and say kudos to Senator Kramer for standing by Trump. And we need to get this wall built. The hemorrhaging that we have going on into this country by illegals is not sustainable. We're in danger of losing our country and on numerous fronts. We just had a phone call here a few minutes ago on the Islamic problem. Well, you know, they're here to go ahead and either convert us, kill us, or and then establish a outpost. And so we need to get something done. And what all we have is people wanting to talk about the problem. They don't want to do anything about it.
I appreciate the call very much, Tom. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. Let's get others in here as well. We're going to keep rolling. John in Rugby, do you want us to spin the wheel of meat, John?
You can if you want.
Well, I mean, I guess I already took it for a spin, and we know that we're giving away Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats, but I can't hear it spin enough anyway, so it's kind of fun. So
he said we wanted to spin the wheel. I felt like spinning it, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we did. We wanted to
put me in charge. That's what happened.
Right, and we'll see if we can get you a $25 gift certificate here from our friends at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. And this is courtesy of the Burley County Farm Bureau. Okay, the Burley County Farm Bureau. You ready to go?
Sure.
Here's the question. On average, farmers and ranchers receive only blank out of every retail dollar spent on food that is eaten at home and away from home. So farmers, the food you eat at home, the food you eat it out, they get how much, what percentage of every dollar, or how many cents? And it is either the following, 30 cents, 16 cents, or 43 cents. What do you think they get?
I'd say 16.
You're a smart man. 16 cents out of every retail dollar spent on food. You go to McDonald's, buy a burger, the farmer that, raised the crops so you can have that bun, the rancher and the beef, they're getting 16 cents. Wow. Ouch. So you hang on when we're done here, John, and we're going to send you out a certificate from Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats on Washington and Bismarck, right by Runnings and Dan Supermarket there, with a little gift certificate on us. But that's not why you called, so tell us why you did call.
Well, I called because I, Scott, you know who I am. I mean, my wife and I spent just spent 5 weeks down in Arizona this winter. Decided just enough, and boy, did we pick the right winter to do that. But in, on the way, we drove down there because we took our Labrador with us and stay with us. So on the way back, I noticed this stretch. I didn't really pay attention on the way down. I noticed a stretch of road. I can't remember if it was in New Mexico and Arizona. I was like, this stretch just done by Fisher Sand and Gravel. I'm like, what? I remember my brother had worked in the early 70s for Fisher Sand and Gravel, my older brother. And he lives over here in Rugby, too. But anyway, I was like, I wonder if that's the same Fisher Sand and Gravel. No, and she's like, that's got to be somebody else. I was like, well, now we are knowing that it's not. And the job they've done down there was absolutely wonderful. It was a great stretch of highway. Turns out to be them. And then while I was down there, I was on a quail hunt. I like to bird hunt, and I was down there, and my guide was an off-duty intel. He was like one of the top intel agents for the Border Patrol. So when we were done on the hunt one day, he took me down to the border, and I actually took some pictures. He put me right on it, and I put it on Facebook. It unbelievable what the stories he was telling me about how these, you know, the people come through, and you know how porous. It's like a barbed wire fence, and then they took some railroad ties every so often, so they couldn't drive an ATV through it. That's it. That's it. This is down by Patagonia, Arizona. Just so you know that I'm not BSing you here. That this is where this was, and very, very porous. And then he was telling me about how these guys, they run through these people if somebody gets hurt. They're left behind to die. I mean, this is not a good deal for those people. It's not a good deal for us. I'll be honest with you. With everything that's going on, and being in, we're really in a cold civil war right now. It's gotten that bad. And really, I just see what I think what we should do is return to the neo-federalism where really the states have control, with the one exception of being our borderlines, which are federal. They need to be absolutely controlled, and controlled heavily by the federal government and taking care of. So in other words, we don't want a mayor of El Paso saying we're going to rip our fence down. We don't. That is absolutely out of line. This deal that was done, we're saying mayors are going to have control. So in other words, a mayor of a city would have control over the national security of our country. I mean, I don't think so. I think that was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard.
A Democratic
mayor of somewhere in New Mexico on the border saying, well, I don't like us, so therefore it's like, well, guess what? That affects every one of us. And these Border Patrol agents, this one I was with in particular, he was like adamant about this was a, these guys are, and by the way, he was Hispanic. Not Anglo. This guy was Hispanic, and this guy is, they are 100% behind our president. 100%.
I know.
You can't find that. I talked to a lot of these guys, because when we were done hunting, he introduced me to some of his buddies on the Border Patrol. They are all pro-Trump. Now, you tell me why that is.
Because they know he's getting it done and getting them the resources
like
they need.
They're in a combat zone.
Exactly right. John, great talking to you. Appreciate your passion on that issue for sure. Larry in Fargo, lay it on us. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you were talking about how the Army Corps of Engineers is not getting anything done down there. Well, we have the same problem up here in Fargo. I think Fargo needs to back away from the Army Corps on the diversion project and get the project done themselves using permanent dikes all the way through town. The 45-foot section level, and then get a permanent protection coming from water coming from the south. It would be a lot cheaper than not having all the rules that the Army Corps requires.
What do you think, Chris? The Army Corps got issues related to this flood protection, too?
I would have to say so. I mean, you know, the people down south aren't necessarily helping the situation, but some things that Tommy said about the Army Corps when we were driving around, I think were stunning about how much they're taking off the top of all these projects just for pure admin costs.
Yeah, they are so inefficient, it's unbelievable. It really may, and they don't build anything. They don't build anything. I mean, they just sit in office and decide, okay, we're going to design this, going to do this, and then somebody else builds it. So, you know, You don't need them for that. Larry, interesting point. Thanks. More of your calls, folks, after this on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, friends. Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner here. March is a big month for us here at Pizza Corner Pizza. I mean, it's the creme de la creme for all things cold. The pinnacle of products found in your freezer. It's the Super Bowl of Solid. Yes, March is National Frozen Food Month. So grab a Pizza Corner Pizza and shout, I love March! It's Frozen Food Month! Yes! Okay, maybe 86 the shouting part, but grab a chicken bacon ranch, a taco, or a deliciously deluxe with green olives today and bring Frozen Food Month happiness to the entire family. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Friend CJ at Dak Diesel, one busy guy these days, Dr. CJ, doing house calls. That's what he's doing. That's right. So if you have a piece of equipment, diesel, a tractor, a truck, or whatever it is, They're going to get it fixed once and for all. They're going to get you on a maintenance schedule to keep it running, save you a lot of money on breakdowns, and they can come to you. As they're doing more and more for folks as well. There are shops in Bismarck, but they're going everywhere. Trucks are coming in. DakDiesel.com. Get yourself on that schedule and find out exactly what we talk about when we talk about the kind of quality service you get from Dak Diesel. They know diesel like no other. All right. Let's do, how about this? We have a full bank of calls. We're going to go rapid fire through these calls. If you want to spin the wheel, let us know. Chris and I will get a quick comment after each, agreeing, disagreeing, whatever. But let's go right into the lightning round. Jeff in Newtown, what's on your mind?
Scott, as I'm driving out here to my job in the Bakken this morning, I hear on Phil Parker's show that that liberal ignoramus or Cortez from New York is going to be here in North Dakota next week. So I'm thinking this is what we need to do. You need to find out where and when she's going to be here. And then we get a caravan going from out here in energy country. We get oil men, we get coal men, we get power plant men, we get wind energy men, we get farmers, we get ranchers, and we go to Fargo or wherever she's going to be, and we tell her exactly what we think of her Green New Deal and what she can do with it.
Yeah, I love that idea. I would guess, I don't know, but they will do everything in their power to not have her interact with real people that might be able to tell her something very different, because she's coming out here for probably a national media show of some kind. I didn't know she was coming.
I didn't either.
I hadn't heard about it. So.
Sure, not thinking of Alexander Acosta.
Oh, maybe.
Pretty sure Phil said it was Ocasio-Cortez.
Huh. He might have been having some fun, too. I don't know. We'll check it out because, the labor secretary is coming out as well with a somewhat similar name, I guess. But, I love your idea, Jeff, and I tell you what, whether that's face-to-face with her or whether that's just in phone calls, emails, the only way we're going to get these things done that we want done is to speak truth to power. I mean, I believe that about the wall, Chris. I think if you and I, you get your viewers, I'll get my listeners to say, what are we going to do? Every day we're going to do one thing that's going to make border security more likely. That's the kind of passion it's going to take. Hey, where have you built wall? I've been down there. I didn't see any wall. You know, this guy's waiting to build the wall. Light him up. Let's go. It's an emergency. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think everyone's got to speak out. I love Jeff's idea, though. I mean, even if we just went to Bismarck as they're putting this Green New Deal forward and got, like he said, a bunch of farmers and ranchers and energy producers and said, no Green New Deal. Like, we're good. We're okay.
Yeah, only green we're interested in is a tractor. Thank you, Jeff.
Or the ones that have Benjamin Franklin on them.
You got a great idea there. Let's keep noodling that for sure. Appreciate it very much. East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Scott, home of the Green Wave. What's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. About 45 minutes ago, a caller called in named Tim. He hit the nail on the head. I think I'm using my own words, these Democratic Republicans. And, hello?
Yep, we're listening. You bet. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Oh, anyway, I'm sorry. And, but I like Rand Paul. I'm a supporter of him. Do you guys know why he voted against it? I haven't YouTubed it yet or...
Did you see it, Chris? Yeah, it was a precedent thing, wasn't it?
He's just concerned about...
I really like Rand Paul. When he talks, I listen. You know, and when he dropped out, then I supported Trump. No turning back. A million miles an hour, I'm a Trump supporter. But when Rand Paul speaks, I listen. And I'm like, well, he voted against. I'm shocked. Why would he have voted against?
Hey, Scott, thanks for the call. I'll take this one if you don't mind, Scott. Because, so he just thinks that it gives too much power to the executive office and diminishes the power of the legislative body. So he's concerned about what it's doing constitutionally.
Scott, thanks for the call. Matt Bismarck. Matthew, go ahead. You're up on what's on your mind.
Well, let's spin the wheel.
You want to spin the wheel? God bless you. Look, Todd, can you fire up the wheel? You should see the pigs he has on the wheel. It's pretty cool there. He's got the little pig. You've heard of a pig wheel, haven't you? He's got we're borrowing the pig wheel to do the wheel of meat here because we're doing beef today. Let her rip, Todd. Spin it. We're going to find out what Matthew's playing for here. What's on your mind? Friday edition. All right, 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 right. So, Morton County Farm Bureau, Butcher Block Meats and Mandan, you ready to answer a question?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, we're back to pizza. We're back to pizza today because farmers are growing lots of ingredients for the pizza. And the question is, how many pizzas does the average family eat at home every year? The three answers you can choose from are 30, 42, or 50.
50.
Lower.
42.
Lower.
3.
30.
30?
The other choice, 30. 30. 3-0. Average family is 30 pizzas a year. How about that? Yeah, so.
I thought you said 3.
No, 30. More than a couple of months.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway, 30. $20 gift certificate from Butcher Block Meats and Mandan from the Morton County Farm Bureau. It's Egg Week. Thank a farmer. That's how we eat. Thank a rancher. That's how we eat. Hang on. We need to get your address. God bless you, folks. Chris, thanks.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.